Time now for your letters. Last Saturday on Weekend Edition, we brought in NPR's go-to guy for social media, Andy Carvin, to explain Twitter, the social networking tool. Phenomenon, really. Lots of listeners wrote in about that segment. People on Twitter and Facebook seem pleased. But let's let the traditional emailers have a say now. Walter Stevens of Baltimore writes, "Who's to say Twitter isn't a Russian plot to help this country collapse under the weight of its own narcissism? Do these people Twitter while driving? It's a way of neglecting real events and people in favor of posturing, self-advertising, and false intimacy." But John Baronian of New York City says, "What's most exciting to me is to see how many new users you are generating. It's interesting that you were able to incite the 30-plus demographic to become Twitter adopters. Congratulations on your success. Please remind people that understanding how to use Twitter is a process, not an event." Stella Schaffer of Salem, Oregon, wrote an email she calls "Tweeting Scott Simon, Tweet Not." "I will not tweet you, Scott, you are. I will not text you from the car. I do not care for every thought, so save them up. You really ought to organize your thoughts and call when you can tell me of them all. Or better yet, withhold such crumbs, this constant contact yearning's dumb. Talk radio just makes me groan. The programming is some guy's phone. I want informing radio. Not us all chatting with you, no. Besides, like Facebook, there's a curve. We take it up, we post, we swerve, straight into boredom and ennui. And after weeks, we vanish. See? I cannot wait until you quit. See, tweeting makes you just a twit." But most of the emails concerned a mistake that was all mine. I asked listeners to watch a video of Daniel Shore and me twittering, except I didn't say it that way. "Video of Dan and I? Ouch," wrote Beth Wallace of Brookline, Massachusetts. "Please, we're counting on you not to murder English grammar." Bill Schutz of Pittsburgh adds, "Watch Dan and I? Never before have I heard Scott make such a grammatical faux pas. Was it carelessness? Maybe it is too much tweeting. It was a mistake. I'm sorry." Send us your comments by email at our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. Or you can tweet me at NPR Scott Simon, all one word, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. I do not like green eggs and